As we reported yesterday on Tantramar Report, the province has announced $2.4 million in funding to replace the abattoir that empties into the Tantramar River near the town's sewage lagoons. The abattoir is a key component of the final phase of the Lawrence Street floodwater mitigation project. CHMA called up town engineer John Eppel to get his reaction to the news.
Very positive. That's something that staff at the former town of Sackville and Tantramar subsequently have been working with the province on for the last year or so. This will facilitate the phase three of the Lawrence Street stormwater mitigation project and allow discharge of that stormwater effectively to the river.
Project engineer Pierre Plourd told Sackville Town Council last July that the replacement of the very old abattoir was key to the project.
So that abattoir has been known for many, many years throughout the project that it's undersized. It's way too small. It was built in the 1900s, right? So it's too small to be able to take the water between the tide cycle and evacuate the water. So that abattoir is in need of a major upgrade.
The abattoir replacement is one of 73 projects funded by the province's Climate Change Fund. A total of $47 million was committed to the fund in this year's provincial budget. However, the estimated totals for projects announced last week is $10 million higher, at $57 million. In a news release, the Department of Environment and Local Government said it expects enough projects to come in under budget to make up for the $10 million gap. Eppel says he is waiting to hear on the timeline for the construction of the new abattoir, which will be done by the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure. Meanwhile, the contractors for the town's project have already started work.
So there's two parts to Lawrence Street Phase 3, both of which are being done by Beal & Inch. The first part is in Quarry, Pickard Quarry at the end of Quarry Lane, and that work actually started last December, but then stopped for the winter and is expected to resume possibly as early as later this week. But it is scheduled to restart in mid-May and be finished, I think it's early August. They will, in parallel, be working on the culvert crossings for Retention Pond 3 behind Charles Street. So there's four crossings to occur, Charles Street, Sloan, and Crescent Street. We're expecting them to start in Crescent Street as early as next week. If I have my dates correct, I think it's mid-next week that they're hoping to start that. And there's also the CN crossing that has to happen.
Town engineer John Eppel says that the whole floodwater retention and drainage project should be completed by fall.